Okay, so first of all, please excuse my voice. A little bit of sore throat and a runny nose. So just bear with me, Bezat Hashem. Parashat Vayishlach. So, Esav was coming to Yaakov, 400 men, apparently to kill him, to kill his own brother. Yaakov got word of this. And we all know that Yaakov and his family started preparing for the ultimate showdown. Yaakov versus Esav. Coming to a theater near you. Yeah? So we know that Yaakov prepared in three ways. What were the three ways in which he prepared for this war? For this battle?
He split the camps into two.
Well, before that. What were the three different... Huh?
Tefillah.
Yeah. Doron, which is gifts. And if those two didn't work, then what?
Milchama.
Then war. So how did he prepare for the war part? So we know what Pasuk says is what you were talking about. He actually saw Esav and 400 men. Vayachatz et ha'iladim al Leah v'al Rachel v'al shtei shvachot. And then what it says, the next pasuk says, Vayasem, how did he divide up? He created three lines of defense. The first line of defense was who? Vayasem et ha'shvachot v'et yaldehen rishona. Who did he put in the front lines? The shvachot, the maidservants, Bilha and Zilpa, and their children. And then the second line of defense was who? Vet Leah, Vilade Achronim. Leah and her children were second. And then last but not least was who? His dear wife, his beloved wife, the one that he loved most, Rachel, and her son, her lone son, Binyamin wasn't born yet, and Yosef. They were all the way to the end. So we know, as every army does, Yaakov prepared by using different lines of defense. First he started with the maidservants and their kids, then Leah and her kids, and then Rachel. This was seemingly a very big jerk move on Yaakov's part, at first glance. Why so? Because who's he putting first? Usually the first line of defense suffers the most casualties. Okay? So who's he putting over there? His most cherished soldiers? Yaakov and Rachel? No way. They're going to be next to me. They're all the way at the end. Just in case, you know, the Shvachot and their kids and Leah and her kids don't make it, so then me, Rachel, and Yosef will be there to fight. But I'm not going to put Rachel and Yosef all the way in the front. No way. Any history buffs know that in World War II, when America and the Allied nations invaded Normandy, France, okay, which was occupied by Germany. So how did they invade it? From where?
Air and
the
sea.
The air and the sea. So they went from the sea. That's how they went from the beach. It's known. It's a known thing. That was the first line of defense. It's a known thing that some people didn't even make it out of the sea. They were killed on the spot. That's the first line of defense. Suffers the most. So Yaakov placed servants and their kids first, and then Leah. Really? This is Yaakov Avinu we're talking about. This is a tzaddik shebet tzaddikim. How can that be? He's better than that. Okay? It can't be. This is the way that he was thinking. It can't be. So I heard this pshat in the name of Rav Shach, the former Rosh Shiva of Panovich. He says the pshat is the exact opposite of what you think. As follows. Unbelievable pshat. He says, the servants, the shvachot, and their kids were number one. Not because Yaakov looked down upon them the most and he could afford to lose them in a battle. That's not why. The reason is because they had the most zechuyot. They had the most power and the most energy and the greatest ability to take down Esav. That's why they were first. How so? Out of everyone in the Yaakov Avinu family, the ones that were looked down upon the most, the ones that were made fun of the most, the ones that were put down and degraded, were the Shvachot, were the maidservants, Bilhan, Zilpah, and their kids. It's brought down in Rashi, I think in next week or a couple of weeks, parasha, that the children of Leah used to make fun of who? The children of Bilhah and Zilpah. That they're children, they're sons of slaves, of servants. They were the ones that had to live with that every single day of their lives. And for that reason, they were so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were so dear to Hashem, and their zechut was greater than everyone else's zechut. And Yaakov Yinu knew that. And for that reason, they were first. They were the ones all the way in the front. They were able to deliver the strongest punch to Esav. Who was behind them? Leah and her kids. Leah had to live with this bitter, bitter, bitter thought her entire life, that she is second class, that she is second place to her sister Rachel, that she is not the most loved by her husband, but the second to most loved by her husband. How devastating that is. All a wife wants is to know that her husband loves her the most in the world. Leah did not have that. Devastating. Devastating, but what? Great zechuyot to live with that suffering, with that struggle, day in, day out. And for that reason, she was second. She was a second line of defense, because her zechut and her children's zechuyot were almost as great as a shvachot, but a little less. Last but not least was Leah, was Rachel. She was the most beloved to Yaakov. She was never made fun of. She was cherished. She was treated with royalty. So Yaakov Avinu took the assumption that she had the least amount of zechuyot, because she was not put down and degraded on the same level that the Shvachot and Nirk and her and their kids and Leah and her kids were. In the world that we live in, so what do we value? We value status. We value accomplishments. What job you have. External appearance. Give the most respect to the ones who contain all of those things. Right? You see a person, who do you give the most respect to? The millionaire in the shul. That's the one that everyone goes and, you know, they want to kiss up to him. He is the one. That's an olam hazeh. The way Hashem works, however, is a bit different. Your struggle, your hardships, your nisanot, your personal yetzara that you're dealing and struggling with on a daily basis, that makes your appearance look so bad, but in Hashem's eyes, it looks beautiful. On their way to Esav, Yaakov Avinu was left alone with the Sarosh al Esav, the Malach of Esav, which we know symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. They got into a wrestling match. First ever wrestling match in history, right? Before WWF. Oh, that's before your time. Now it's WWE. I'm sorry. Mechila. I grew up with WWF. And they came to terms with the fact that it's really not really a sport, it's just entertainment. So they called it World Wrestling Entertainment. WWE. It was devastating for me because I thought it was real. Anyways, the wrestling match. First ever wrestling match. Yaakov and Sarosh al Esav. What does the Pasuk say? Vayivater Yaakov Lavado, he was left alone. Vayeavek ish imo. We'll get to that word in a second. Alalot hashachar, until the sun, until dawn. Rashi gives two explanations. What does that word vayeavek mean? What are the two explanations? Who knows? Wrestle is one. The other one? Vayeavek. What's the shoresh? What's the root word of the word vayeavek? Avak. What's avak?
Dust.
Why? Because when they were fighting, there was dust that was rising from the ground. That's what happens when, you know, you're on dirt. You're moving your feet quickly, jumping up and down, dragging it. So dust rises from the ground. The Gemara in Chulin says, "What was that dust? Where did that go? Where did it rise to?" Rose all the way up to the Kiseh HaKavod. That dust, the Yaakov Avinu was fighting with Sarosh al Esav, with who resembles the Yetzer Hara. It was a physical and also a spiritual battle, wrestling match. Yaakov represents a Jew. Sarosh al Esav represents the Yetzer Hara. He was going out in all-out war against Yetzer Hara, fighting, wrestling, And that dust, so explain the Sfarim based on this Gemara, that dust that was rising from their battle went all the way up to the Kisei Kavod. Not the victory, Yahuvina ended up winning. Not the victory, the battle, the struggle. Why? What's pshat? Because the actual struggle makes it beautiful in Hashem's eyes. The actual struggle that we go through every single day of our lives with our own Yetzirah, a person struggling financially, emotionally, with health, that struggle, and he's still struggling to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that struggle is beautiful in Hashem's eyes. The dust that rose from the wrestling match went all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. Person shouldn't think, Chas V'Shalom, my friend, my roommate has it better than I do. He's living a very comfortable life with no struggles. He's better shape than I am. Very often you'll find individuals who are gifted. They're blessed from Hashem, Baruch Hashem. They're lucky. With an amazing memory, amazing attention span. No drive, no motivation to do anything bad. As the term goes, they would never hurt a fly. Right? Learning all morning Seder. Learning all night Seder. Learning in between every class. And during the classes, paying close attention. Straight A's. Valedictorian. Majoring in this. Minoring in that. Ends up being a rabbi doctor. Gets a nice job in a bet knesset, in a shul. Making a lot of money. Giving tons of shiurim. Because he knows everything by heart. Never struggled one day in his life. Marries a beautiful woman from a top-notch seminary who ends up being a top CEO in some no-name some crazy company. Kol hakavod to him. But don't think, first of all, those people don't exist. Okay? Because even those people have struggles. Even those people have struggles. But don't think for a second that you're not as beloved in Hashem's eyes because you struggle more than he does. It's the exact opposite. The exact opposite. You're more beloved in Hashem's eyes. Your struggle to wake up for Shachrit in the morning, actual struggle, not I went to bed at 4 a.m. because I had to, do work, and then I ended up watching a movie for 3 hours. And then I struggled to wake up in the morning, Shachrit. That's not a struggle. That's called stupidity. The struggle is you go to bed on time, you do all the right steps, and you still struggle. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Keep on struggling. Keep on trying. Because the efforts count for so much. I'll tell you a nice pshat over here. I saw. Beautiful pshat. It says, if you think about it, Yaakov was given a new name in this week's parasha. What was his new name?
Israel.
When was that name given to him? Right after what? The wrestling match. Why was that name given to him? Says the pasuk, "Vayomer lo Yaakov yamer od shimcha ki im Yisrael." Yaakov will no longer be your name, which is interesting because in the Torah he's still referred to as Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael, it's going to be Israel. You know why? Ki sarita im Elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal. Because why? You know why? Because you sarita means to battle. You fought. Okay, im Elokim v'im anashim, meaning with others, with angels, with other humans, vatuchal, and you were successful. So the obvious question is, Rav Leib Eger asks, Rekiva Eger's grandson, he asks a very simple question. So why was his name Yisrael from the word sarita? It should be something from the word vatuchal. Maybe Michal or something. I don't know. Right? It should be that. Says Rav Leib Eger, no. The conclusion, the victory, is irrelevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makes no difference. It matters for nothing. The end result, there's nothing to it. That's not where the schar is. That's not where zechuyot come. It comes from the kisarita. It comes from the struggle, the battle that you put in with the Sarah Shel Esav. That's what got him his name. And that's why, what are we called? B'nai what? Why not B'nai Yaakov? Why not B'nai Yaakov? B'nai Yisrael. Because in our DNA, Yaakov Avinu infused all of us with this mentality, with this fighting mentality. we're all wrestlers. And we should all know that our wrestling and our fighting and our struggling with our own yetzer haraz, with all the hardships that we go through in life, is what makes us who we are and what makes us beloved in Hashem's eyes. The Chafetz Chaim says, and I'll end with this, Chafetz Chaim says that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yismach lev, we say this every day, Yismach lev what? Mevakshei Hashem. Okay, Yismach lev, happy is the heart, Mevakshei Hashem, of what? Of who? The ones who seek out Hashem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why doesn't it say, Yismach lev, osei ritzon Hashem? Why doesn't it say, Yismach lev, happy is the person, happy is the heart, what? Who fulfills God's will. It doesn't say that. It says, Yismach lev, mevakshei Hashem. The ones who are searching for Hashem, the ones who have it hard, or it's difficult for them. They have to overcome so many hardships just to get close to Hashem. They're searching for Hashem in their lives. Those are the ones HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most. The ones that struggle. Hashem should give us, first of all, the koach to struggle. Sometimes we don't even put in the fight. Sometimes we don't even put up the fight. We say, we're going to lose anyways. Why should I even try? Chas v'shalom. Lose, win. That's irrelevant. Trying is what counts for the most. The efforts, the struggle, produces the most zechuyot. The exact opposite in this world, in Olam Hazeh, where it's all about results. It's all about the end goal. It's all about the products. You go to your, you go to your who knows what class, macro class, chem, orgo. You think he cares how hard you tried? The professor couldn't care less. He needs to know, did you know the material or do you know the material or not? What did you get on your final? What did you get on your midterm? In Avodat Hashem, in Ruchniut, it's not the way it works. The process, the effort, is more important than what? Than the end result. Hashem should give us the koach to fight. And to understand that the fighting and the battle and the fighting and the fighting and the fighting is all Hashem wants. And that just because we have more hardships than the person sitting next to us, it doesn't mean that we're any less than him. And the opposite, as we see from the fact that Yaakov Avinu put the shvachot as the first line of defense, the most degraded ones, most made fun of, the shvachot, the servants and their children. Because what? He knew they had the highest, the greatest zechuyot. And he knew he had the best chance of defeating Esav through them. Hashem should help all of us, Hashem. We should take our efforts and our struggles and use them to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'zat Hashem. Thank you, sir. Amen.